With Montana News, I'm Cassidy Alexander. One day after Montana's Republican Senator Steve Daines announced a reversal of the decision to close a Job Corps facility in Anaconda, Democratic Senator John Tester introduced legislation that would stop closures of similar sites across the country. Nick Mott reports.
In a speech on the Senate floor Tuesday, Tester said,
"It is my hope that this administration will open their eyes and see what's really going on in this country."
Job Corps civilian conservation centers like the one in Anaconda provide trade skills, education, and service opportunities for at-risk youth ages 16 to 24.
Quite frankly, Job Corps has worked for decades and decades and decades.
On May 24th, the Department of Labor announced 9 Job Corps across the country would be shut down, including Anaconda's. The Labor Department would privatize or take over management of the remaining 16 from the Forest Service, including one in Darby. But Monday, Senator Daines said he convinced President Trump to overturn the Anaconda closure.
If Senator Daines got the Anaconda Job Corps to remain open, I want to thank him for that.
Tester's bill says the government can't use its funds to close or repurpose Job Corps, and he says keeping Anaconda alone open isn't enough.
The reason for the legislation is predictability on all the Job Corps. And it also applies next year if the president gets a whim to close Anaconda Job Corps, say, after the election. Can't do it.
Together, the Anaconda and Trapper Creek Job Corps in Darby serve about 700 students a year and employ nearly 150 staff. Students work for nearby employers as part of their training and often enter the local labor force upon graduation. Job Corps students also respond to local emergencies like wildland fires. In 2016, Forest Service Job Corps crews worked nearly 400,000 hours on more than 400 fires across the country. Tester's bill is co-sponsored by Republican U.S. Senator John Bozeman from Arkansas, where another Job Corps faces a closure. I'm Nick Mott, Montana Public Radio.